News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Urgent action is required from Government of Ireland to meet its 2030 electricity capacity targets. That's the call from the Climate Advisory Council today, and its chair, Mary Donnelly, joins us now. Mary, you've published your annual review of the electricity sector today. You're not happy.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, we have pointed out in our review that the government needs to take urgent action to roll out sufficient renewable electricity in order for us to achieve our carbon budgets by 2030. And what do we mean by that? We mean that each year, we need to roll out 1.6 gigawatts of onshore sustainable electricity in order to meet our targets by 2030. Last year, we rolled out 0.6 gigawatts. So we have a way to go. It's very urgent, and we're calling on the government to take action now.
So what does it need to do in a practical sense? Because we're only a third, hitting a third of our target.
So in a practical sense, we have targets. We have national targets of, 9 gigawatts for wind and 8 for solar. These need to be set out very clearly in our national planning framework review, so that at each level of government, national government, but also at local level, county development plans, local development plans, that zoned areas for renewable power can be allocated, set out and used, so that we as individuals, consumers, businesses, shops, schools, etc., we have the power for lights and electricity that we need going forward. That's one of the issues. So the national targets need to be applied at across the country level so that we can have sufficient power available to us. And that's one of the issues that we've called for. The National Planning Review framework has been delayed. It's been delayed by months now, and we're calling for it in an urgent manner.
Yeah, why do we always seem to be so slow? I mean, it's a bit of a recurring theme on the show this morning. We're talking about housing. We're talking about immigration. Now we're talking about electricity capacity. I'm not asking about the other issues. But we do seem to be slow to react to these situations. Why are we, why are these issues getting lost in bureaucracy and red tape?
Well, one part, of course, and this is not a surprise, is that we have a very lengthy planning process here in Ireland. As you know, there's currently proposals in the Dáil at the moment for updating the legislation there. That's one part. But equally, we have a lot of concern expressed by people who initiate, for example, judicial reviews. So you can get planning and then you have a judicial review, and that can take months. Indeed, it can take years. Mm-hmm. And this is delaying the investment that we need to have taken in order to get the sustainable electricity available to us. And perhaps one of the areas, and again, we've called for this in our report, the government really needs to do a communication campaign to explain to people that, that wind farm, that solar farm, that's what's keeping your lights on. That's what's powering, your oven or your washing machine.
Do you think people don't grasp that fact, Mary?
I think it can be explained more clearly, and I think it should be explained more clearly. And, part of the process, and one of the nice things about the sustainable electricity that we have in this country is, one, we have the natural resources, and we're very fortunate in that sense. We have the technology to capture those natural resources, and we can do it at a local level. It's not, large power stations dotted throughout the country, as was the case in the past. The new form of electricity is everywhere for everybody. And that's, I think, one of the messages that really needs to get across so that people can benefit themselves from decentralized electricity generation.
Mary Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Advisory Council, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.